IBM has gotten into the industry, with its purchase of the Weather Channel's apps. The social network Foursquare remade itself as a location marketing company. Prominent investors in location startups include Goldman Sachs and Peter Thiel, the PayPal co-founder. Businesses say their interest is in the patterns, not the identities, that the data reveals about consumers. They note that the information apps collect is tied not to someone's name or phone number but to a unique ID. But those with access to the raw data, including employees or clients, could still identify a person without consent. They could follow someone they knew, by pinpointing a phone that regularly spent time at that person's home address. Or, working in reverse, they could attach a name to an anonymous dot, by seeing where the device spent nights and using public records to figure out who lived there. Many location companies say that when phone users enable location services, their data is fair game. But, the Times found, the explanations people see when prompted to give permission are often incomplete or misleading. An app may tell users that granting access to their location will help them get traffic information, but not mention that the data will be shared and sold. That disclosure is often buried in a vague privacy policy. Location information can reveal some of the most intimate details of a person's life, whether you've visited a psychiatrist, whether you went to an AA meeting, who you might date, said Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, who has proposed bills to limit the collection and sale of such data, which are largely unregulated in the United States. It's not right to have consumers kept in the dark about how their data is sold and shared and then leave them unable to do anything about it, he added. After Elise Lee, a nurse in Manhattan, saw that her device had been tracked to the main operating room at the hospital where she works, she expressed concern about her privacy and that of her patients. "It's very scary," said Ms. Lee, who allowed the Times to examine her location history in the data set it reviewed. "It feels like someone is following me, personally." The mobile location industry began as a way to customize apps and target ads for nearby businesses, but it has morphed into a data collection and analysis machine. Retailers look to tracking companies to tell them about their own customers and their competitors. For a web seminar last year, Alina Greenstein, an executive at the location company GroundTruth, mapped out the path of a hypothetical consumer from home to work to show potential clients how tracking could reveal a person's preferences. But Apple's instructions for writing these pop-ups do not mention advertising or data sale, only features like getting estimated travel times. A spokesman said the company mandates that developers use the data only to provide a service directly relevant to the app, or to serve advertising that met Apple's guidelines. Apple recently shelved plans that industry insiders say would have significantly curtailed location collection. Last year, the company said an upcoming version of iOS would show a blue bar on screen whenever an app not in use was gaining access to location data. The discussion served as a warning shot to people in the location industry, David Shim, chief executive of the location company Placed, said at an industry event last year. After examining maps showing the locations extracted by their apps, Ms. Lee, the nurse, and Ms. McGrin, the teacher, immediately limited what data those apps could get. Ms. Lee said she told the other operating room nurses to do the same. "I went through all their phones and just told them, you have to turn this off. You have to delete this," Ms. Lee said. Nobody knew.